first will go to Terre Haute and to Mayor Duke Bennett. Mayor, our condolences go out to the Schaffstall family and to your administration for losing one of your finest, one of your first responders, firefighter John Schaffstall. Please, if you would, pass on our condolences and our gratitude for what he meant, not just to the community, but to the profession and to our state. And then I'd just like, if you would, give us an update on the Wabash Valley region and Terre Haute, Indiana. I know we've been in contact, but if you could share just how much progress you're making during the storm, it would be appreciated.
Thank you, Governor, and just appreciate your condolences. It's been a tough last week, really, here, but the last few days, especially with the loss of our firefighter. Really appreciate the condolences that come in from all across the state. You know, it's these frontline people are just right out there fighting the battle for us, and this silent and, you know, invisible killer out there has taken a life of one of our public safety, true servant of our community. And, you know, the community's rallied behind their family and firefighters, brothers and sisters, and what I can say is John will be greatly missed. So I thank you for those kind words, Governor, and I'll pass that on.
Thank you.
So when we kind of talk about what's going on in here in Terre Haute and the Wabash Valley, you know, one of the first things that we tried to do was be in concert with your executive order. And so I championed the video campaign, which includes college presidents, our local hospital CEOs, business leaders, a variety of other people from our community that have all put videos together, short videos, and as we work with the media to get the message out about people staying home. You know, we've listened to Dr. Box and all the other professionals out there, and, you know, we're following that guidance. We wanted to make sure we did that in Terre Haute, and we're seeing a positive impact of that. Our numbers today were 45 positive tests and, unfortunately, three deaths, including our firefighter, but this stay-at-home message is getting through, and so we appreciate your effort to get this We're in This Together campaign started, and we hitched on to that and have had quite a bit of success here locally. It's we're just going to continue to do that until we get through this. The second thing I really wanted to talk about was we've put together a what we call the West Central Indiana Business Emergency Response Team. So it's a hub of professionals here locally, the Small Business Development Center, the Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce, a variety of other experts in a variety of fields related to all of this COVID-19 response for businesses. And so we have a one-stop shop for people to be able to get on the website, make a phone call, ask questions, get those questions answered here locally, or we can point them in the right direction to get to the right resources at that state and federal level. We just hope that we can take a little bit of burden off all of you folks to be able to get those questions answered. And so we're helping people apply for loans, just finding out what they can do with their employees as they're having to lay them off and those kinds of things. And so it's really kind of changed the way we do business. And I would suspect when this is over, this will be kind of a new model for us to use as we seek economic development and business growth in our community to have all this under one umbrella. It's working very well. We're getting a great response. And so we're just trying to engage people in a way that we're answering those questions. There's a lot of questions out there, as you know, and that you guys are getting. And I think every day we face all kinds of challenges. And we've got some major projects underway here, and, you know, we're excited about those, but this whole thing kind of sets things back a little bit. So we're trying to move ahead here locally. Our Capital Improvement Board approved us moving ahead to purchase the School Corporation building so we can get our convention center built. We've got all of our colleges and universities doing the online thing they need to do. So, you know, we're a big education community, and we're just doing everything we can to overcome these challenges and just being strong and intentional about our decisions to make sure that we get through this as quickly as we can. But we're, you know, we're more than hitting the ground running when we get through with this. And so I'm personally grateful to you, Governor. You've done a tremendous job of leading us through this. And all of our state leaders, all of your staff, they've been very helpful to me personally and our community. And, you know, I really just want to, the last thing I want to say is just, you know, a special thanks to both of our local hospitals, our mental health providers, and our public safety officials, all those people on the front lines that are fighting this battle against the coronavirus on our behalf to keep us safe. I can't thank them enough for choosing that profession and stepping up to the plate. And so Stay well, Indiana, and we're all in this together. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you. Well said and well led. So proud of your efforts.